Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, it's Jack Gill and welcome to Red Men News. Today I am joined by Amy Lawrence. Now, Amy, we don't have anything to talk about today, do we? Only joking, of course. It is Thiago Friday. Liverpool have agreed a deal to sign Thiago Alcantara. Amy, we did the show the other day. Me and Bailey were on this for Red Men News. I think it was this time last week, to be honest with you. And we said we were bored of it all. We said we don't think it was going to happen. We said it was just fueled by the media, stuff like that. And now look at us. It is, in my honest opinion, Amy, 21 years of age I am, and I do not remember a sign like this in my lifetime. I think it is massive. Just your thoughts on it all, Amy, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I feel like it's been strange, really, because I think we were on here a few months ago now, and we were like, it might happen, it might not, and it's been so on and off for ages, and it just feels like a massive relief to know that it's going to be happening. And I agree with you, for me as well. It's nice that we're signing a world-class player already who's already regarded as that. Although it feels amazing to be part of a club that breeds these players and really forms them from a young age, but to actually be signing one that's already prolific in that sense is brilliant. I think the only one that potentially probably comes close was Alisson, but I still think Thiago's probably way beyond that with the accolades he's got to his name as well. It's just great, and it shows how much we've come as a club to be able to pull these players as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. And he's posted something on his Twitter this morning, basically saying goodbye to Bayern, and there's loads of stuff involved with all of this. And I know there was lots of stuff yet last night. Hansi Flick, I think, said he's off and goodbye and stuff like that. I'm just, obviously, post your comments, everything you think about Thiago. We're going to read quite a few out today, so post your comments, let us know what you think. We've got one here already. Marco Parrott says, it's too good to be true. Failed medical Fekir flashback. We've got no time for that, mate. Okay, we're signing Thiago. It's almost done. 2 o'clock on LFC TV, we're being told. Enjoy it, mate. No failed medical today. It's happening. It's not another Fekir Friday. This is Thiago Friday, and we're absolutely here for it. Jason Parker says, let's not get too excited until we see him with an official red shirt on. Yeah, you know what? You can say all of this, but we're going to get excited no matter what. So, yeah, we've signed him. And do you know what, Amy? There's an important part of this deal to think about. And I know Sky Sports have said a lot about this. And Cave Solicol said yesterday as well himself that the 25 million deal is split up. So effectively, we're paying 20 million straight up, 5 million in add-ons, and we're paying it across the course of his four-year contract. We're effectively getting one of the best midfielders in the world for £5 million a year. And you know what? Just build Michael Andrew, build him a statue, Amy.
Honestly, it's almost kind of weird you saying that and it actually becoming a reality, because it does seem like a bit of a bargain in those terms for the kind of player he is, how much he's actually going to bring to the squad. And for that price, it's just phenomenal. I think the versatility as well doesn't match the price. You can play all across the pitch. So it's just bizarre. And I think we're really lucky, and Liverpool sort of transfer team have pulled an absolute worldie.
It's incredible, isn't it? We've just had Klopp's presser, of course. He said a few things on the Thiago deal, on transfer business, on everything. He says on the Thiago deal, he says there's nothing really to say. It's not official until it's announced, and I'm not an announcer. It looks quite promising. My hands are tied pretty much. It might be useful for fans to look at LFC channels throughout the day. Look, it's incredible. And do you know what, Amy? I'm hoping for a really, really good announcement video, because we've been waiting months for this. It seemed like another one of them transfers where it's going to be so drawn out. We don't know if it's actually going to happen. It seems very, like we said, there's not been many players throughout the years that are already world class that Liverpool are linked with that have actually ended up happening. But Thiago is happening, and you know, like you said, it's very weird saying stuff like this. It seemed like one of those situations. He was linked with United as well. It seemed like one of them that was going to go on until deadline day and be very iffy whether it's going to happen. We've spoke about it for months now. It was like the Timo Werner thing. We couldn't get too excited about it, but here we are today, looking like it's going to be announced, Amy.
I know, and it does, doesn't it? I think it almost felt like that narrative had already been written, the fact that it had dragged on for that long. It was bound to be Liverpool's luck and our fans' luck to go, oh, no, it's actually not going to happen. But I think we've been really well treated this time, and as you said, I hope the announcement video just absolutely whacks it out of the park, beats the Aubameyang one, all of them. I'm hoping that we're in for a good treat, and I'm sure we will be. The treat in itself is the player, but the announcement video comes on top of that, so I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm glad this day's finally come.
Absolutely, announce quadruple as well, Liverpool, while you're at it, just so we're going to win everything this year, because we are. But yeah, we've got some more comments coming in. ZZ says, who would you drop to fit Thiago in though? I wouldn't drop Fabinho, Hendo or Gini for him. Kian Dolan, sorry if I pronounce your name wrong, he can make the difference if Hendo or Fab go down again. Zaid Ahmed says, Thiago is simply world-class vision, skill, flair and loads of creativity is what we're getting from what an absolute bargain. And do you know what, them first two comments, he makes the team, lads. You know, we are signing one of the best midfielders in world football. He will fit in. He will make us. He will improve us. And you know what? I'm sick of this, because throughout the whole of this, Twitter has been like, oh, we need more squad depth. We need more names. And then we sign someone and it's, oh, but who do we drop for him? That's the whole idea of signing people. We now have a squad that can compete. We have so many games this year that we need a thick squad. So, you know what? Thiago is one of the best midfielders in the world, and he will undoubtedly improve it. And you know what? You could replace any of them midfielders for him. We know Klopp likes his squad rotation, Amy. So, you know what? He'll obviously chop and change his midfield, and he said in his press conference about players coming in and out, he said, if it happens, then I can say it will have no impact on anyone's future in a negative way. It doesn't mean that someone needs to leave. So there was a lot going on in this window. There was a lot being said about if a midfielder comes in, then one will have to leave. But obviously Jurgen Klopp saying that it doesn't mean someone needs to leave, which is good news as well, Amy, in regards to Gini Wijnaldum.
It is. I think people seem to think that if you bring someone in, you have to let someone go, but I just don't feel that that is the case. We're going to be involved in so many competitions this season, and we want to be in the thick of it right to the end of all of those competitions. And in order to be able to do that, you need to have a squad that is filled with talent across the pitch. And if someone unfortunately gets injured or is even just dropped to the bench for a game, you've got someone that come on there and can really make a difference. And that's ultimately what the aim of squad depth is. So I don't agree with all of this saying, oh, Gini needs to leave, we'll drop in this player. No, I don't think it's the case. I just think the more strings you add to your bow or something like that, you've got more attacking options, you've got more options just for the pitch in general. So I think it'd be silly for people to think that just because one person comes in, you've got to ditch and throw the other out the back door. As I said, you want as many world-class players across the pitch as possible, and if anyone does tend to drop off, you've got someone there that can maintain the standard and maintain the threats all the way across the pitch. And I think bringing people in like Thiago just manifests that even more. And the amount of skill and the amount of experience that the younger players will learn from him as well. He brings something to the team and the team brings something to him. So I think it's all around a great relationship.
Absolutely. I'm just going to read some stats out in case people want to know and in case people want to see how good Thiago is actually. On average, Thiago creates 1.0 chances per 90 minutes, which is more than Wijnaldum, who creates 0.5, Milner 0.9, and Fabinho 0.9. In these, comparing him to our other midfielders, Keita's out in front with 1.8, which sums Naby Keita up. Henderson is marginally ahead of Thiago. He's got 1.1. So his international pass success rate is 90.5%, which is unbelievable numbers. Level with Wijnaldum, it betters Keita, Fabinho, Milner, Henderson and Oxlade-Chamberlain. He completes 3.6 successful dribbles per 90 minutes, at a success rate of 85.7. It's higher than any other midfielder at Liverpool Football Club. Thiago averages 2.3 tackles per 90 minutes, which is better than Milner's, which is 1.5, Wijnaldum's, which is 1.1, and Ox's, which is 1. Only bettered by Keita, which is 3.1, Fabinho 2.6, and Henderson 2.6. Just unbelievable numbers, Amy, and even more to get excited about.
For sure it is, and in terms of the take on success and the pass success rate, it worked well as a midfielder, and it's what you want to see. I think if you compare Thiago to the midfielders that we already have, we have an engine type midfield. We have players that are across the pitch and all over the pitch for 90 minutes. And I think what Thiago might bring, in my opinion, is the technical ability. He'll bring that extra edge for the midfield three. Obviously, we know Fabinho carries out that holding role, but I think you'll see Thiago a little bit more technical in terms of playing the ball across the pitch, which I think is again, it's something that adds to our game to build upon. I think we already have an amazing team, and will always be, as far as we can see into the future, be pushing for titles. But if we can improve in that sense and bring someone new on that has something different to the other three, I just think it's a match made in heaven, really. And I'm hoping that he really is able to get this team up another level.
Absolutely. And like we say, it's not a typical Liverpool signing. And that's what we've spoke about throughout this. It seemed like it was likely at times. Obviously, James Pearce never really said, no, it's not happening. There was always the door was open. Joyce as well. No one said it's not going to happen. So the door was always open. We thought it may be something that happens. But we were told it's more likely if someone's going out the door. But it's been announced, and it seems so strange. Seems so strange talking about it like this, but you know, it's one of those situations. He's 29. He's one of the best midfielders in world football, and we're bringing him for as little as 20 million with 5 add-ons. It's just, I could talk about this all day. I could, you know what? Let's just have a day of drinking. It's Friday. Day, and you know what? Let's round it off with a win against Chelsea on Sunday. It would be absolutely unreal. Jamie Carragher has spoken about it. He says Liverpool have got 5 or 6 midfield players. They rotate well because they need energy in that position, but a lot of the players are pretty similar. Thiago brings something different, less in energy, but he's more technical, and I think he would be a really, really good addition. Liverpool are world class at the top end of the pitch, world class in terms of the defence and goalkeeper. I think they're top class in midfield. Something could be added technically, and Thiago fits the bill. So fingers crossed he comes. Amy, look at our points tally last season. A lot of people questioned the midfield. A lot of people said that the midfield was the weak link. Everyone knows that the midfield is there to do a certain job. That's what the midfield was there to do under Jurgen Klopp last year. You know, the attack brings the goals, the defence does its job, and the midfield is there to be workhorses and do what the midfield does. But Thiago brings something different. Thiago brings something new to the table, and he brings a new dynamic to this football club. I remember Wayne Rooney said, I believe on TalkSport a few weeks ago, that actually it's a better signing than if Messi was to go to City, because everything he brings to the table, it brings something completely new. And you know what, Amy, it's just an unbelievable signing, isn't it?
It is. It's weird. It's just, I feel like I've not really wrapped my head around it yet. And I think a lot of people will be in the same boat in that sense. He's just a versatile player. He can play as a 6, a box to box 8, as a 10, and he can cover anyone, which is quite phenomenal to even think that a player can be that versatile. Great passer of the ball, but I think he suits the fact if he is going to be played in the 6 role predominantly. I think it'll work well with the Henderson. We've all said that we like the fact that Henderson can push on a bit more and join the attack. And if you know you've got Thiago at the back, and if the ball does come back out of play, he can work his magic and fire it back in there. It's just going to be absolutely relentless for any defence and midfield that we're up against. But we're in such a strong position, and it feels great to finally be saying that for a lengthy period of time rather than dipping in and out of form. But we're in a good position, and I can't wait to see how the season unfolds, really.
Absolutely. It's one of those situations, isn't it? We've won the title last year and we're looking to build on that. You know, one title isn't good enough for this football club. We want to sustain that. We want a sustainable model. We want to be back at where we belong now. Do you know what I mean? We don't want one and then to fall off. We want to ensure success for many, many years to come. And you know, we're building up a really good youth model. We've got some really good youth players coming through. Harvey Elliott, Curtis Jones, stuff like that. But also we need players for now. And Thiago is one of them that we're bringing in for instant success. We want to get the Premier League again and again and again and again. And there's no better time than now to get it. And you know what? This season, everyone else is strengthening massively. Obviously, we know Tottenham are about to sign Gareth Bale. All the signings Chelsea have made. City, Koulibaly, stuff like that. So, you know, it's brilliant to know that we're still bringing in top players to compete and to make sure that we get another Premier League title. Just go back to the comments. Florian Whitenhiller says, I think Ox will be playing more on the wing this season. Hold that thought, because we are in talk. Well, Dominic King said yesterday that we have inquired for Ismaili Sarr from Watford, of course. He says, we've discussed his situation. No bid had been made, but he's been seriously considered as a backup option for the front three. Watford, yeah. 36 million plus. Amy, there's a few things to talk about here. So firstly, the fee. Watford would want 36 million plus. So I assume Michael Edwards would probably get that down to a bag of Walker's crisps. So that's all we'll probably pay for him. Maybe 5 million. Michael Edwards is a genius, so it'll end up being nowhere like that. Also, how good would this window be? You know, we bring in Thiago, we get cover for Robertson in the form of Tsimikas, and now Ismaili Sarr being spoken about as well. It's just... what a window, Amy.
I know, it's bizarre. I think 36 mil up front for him is slightly steep, but equally, if he does come, I mean, we saw what he was like against us last season, obviously losing 3-0. But obviously being only 22 as well, I think he can learn so much from the front three if he was to join. And if he's looking at it from a personal level for himself, it'd help so much with his development, and he can obviously learn from the best. So he definitely shows a lot of potential, but I'm pretty sure 36 mil is a bit of a steep effort for him, and Liverpool will definitely want him a lot cheaper, as you said. But obviously Watford being relegated, he might want Premier League football still, and I'm sure he will with the player that he is. So I think it'd be a good investment, but for the right price, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we saw his potential in glimpses last season. Obviously, as you mentioned, against us, he looked unreal. I think he took time to adjust to the Premier League because coming from a different country, stuff like that. And I think one thing that's massive for this deal is he already knows, obviously, he's from Senegal, like Sadio Mane, and they seem to have a good relationship. Obviously, if you haven't seen, there was an inside Anfield video where you can see Mane talking to him and stuff like that. So I think he would be a really good signing for us. I really do. And it's about pushing that front three. And we often see Divock Origi coming on and playing in the wing, which, and like that comment says there, Ox as well, it doesn't really work. That's not their position. They're not players that challenge that front three. We need players that challenge the front three, and there's lots of competitions this year that Liverpool are playing in, and there's not as much time. You know, the Euros are coming up fast as well. It's a shortened season. We had a shorter pre-season because of the coronavirus pandemic. We need players that challenge. City are favourites for the league this year, and that's why, because they've got an unreal squad, because they break the rules. We can't do that. We're a team that needs to you know, we do it fairly, and we will bring in players when we can, but we need to get a thick squad for all the competitions that we're in this year, and that's what we're trying to do. We're slowly building it up, bringing in players like Thiago, Sarr, Tsimikas. Is all about challenging and making sure they challenge the first team and bring success in as many competitions as possible. Obviously, just a bit more news. Liverpool in the fourth round of the Carabao Cup have been drawn against Leicester or Arsenal if we beat Lincoln. I saw some stuff as well, Amy, about this yesterday. Apparently, we've agreed to pay for all of Lincoln's coronavirus tests during this week as well, which I think is brilliant. Obviously, helping out the smaller clubs down in the football pyramid in times where there's a lot of financial trouble.
Oh yeah, it's a nice touch that. I think it's a bit strange that they announced the fourth round before we've played the third round, but I guess it's just forward thinking because of the pandemic really in terms of testing, etc. And obviously you've got a lot of leagues that are mixing, so it's nice to be prepared for that rather than be left short. I mean, it's not a nice draw, but it's also not a horrendous draw. I think it could be slightly kinder. But yeah, it's a nice touch that they've done that with Lincoln, and hopefully it'll be nice for fans to watch, not just us, but then the Lincoln fans as well, to get behind their team.
Absolutely. Right, that is it for today. I could talk about Thiago all day, Amy, but you know, we're going to have to cut this short at some point. So I'm off to town now. I'm going to have a few bevvies, obviously with only five people because that's all that we're allowed to do. But yeah, town till Monday, Thiago Friday. Let's enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Thank you, Amy, for joining me. Thank you, Tom, for doing this. Enjoy. We'll see you soon. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.